Sorry.
What about
you? Schools are a Mihor type institution.
Yeah.
Remember John Taylor Gatto. I don't think he said it very often, but he said it a few times. What every school district wants to have a few real standout star teachers, just because those few justify the whole thing. You know? This is. And they're used. The otherwise wholly corrupt system throws those people out in the spotlight and say, see, we're wonderful. And you're going, no. They may be a little wonderful. And you go, but they're tools being used. The amazing part is, they don't even know it half the time, or most of the time.
Oh, I think John Taylor Gatto figured it out.
Oh, but he's no friend to any public school teacher.
Not anymore.
They hate him.
Now they do.
Oh, no, not his dad. Who cares? Like the whole thing with Jordan Peterson. He's disappeared. He's just gone.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And you're going, what exactly happened? And you're going,
and the things people have said about him, too. He deserves what he gets.
He shook up the powers that be, and you know what the powers that be did? They eliminated him. He is out of there. it off of the way things are. Oh, they really need it. Because he was almost akin to a prophet for some of the things that he was saying and the kind of crowds he was starting to draw. And yeah, he had to be a little bit. And they did. And not only is he not here, there's not a word spoken about it.
Nope.
It's like he disappeared. It's like he was erased from the minds of men.
Yeah.
And they're going, oh my gosh, what on earth is going on? John said again, it was the same walk. In fact, it was really funny. Jordan Peterson was doing one of his lectures, and somebody, no, I don't think anybody else brought him up. John Taylor Gatto brought him up.
You mean Jordan Peterson?
Jordan Peterson brought him up.
Yeah.
And it was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe Jordan Peterson knows about John Taylor Gatto. And he said, yeah. He said he'd written some excellent books about all these things. I don't think John Taylor Gatto was eliminated. He was having health problems.
Yeah.
Of course, I don't know if somebody slipped him something or things like that, you know.
Of course, the same could be said for Jordan Peterson.
What?
The same could be said for Jordan Peterson.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure something, yeah, but his was more sudden and more stark.
Yeah.
But yeah, I said, was he being eliminated? And you go, yeah. And I mean, he went around with old Reuben. I used to ask Reuben, so what's up with Jordan Peterson? Just vanished. Says, are you going to talk about him anymore? You guys were partners for some time. It was probably for graduation.
Monday, Matt.
Yes, Matt. Yeah, I think graduation was separate. Why don't you tear it off?
Because then the wind will blow it away.
Yes, sir. Jordan Peterson wasn't a figure until, you know, 2 years before he brought up the C-16 thing. Or is it one of those inconvenient truths, Leaf? Very important that everybody knows how wonderful your school is. how wonderful everybody is around. So.
Now the community needs to support the school.
Really, it's the only thing left for this community. You know? Really half of its purpose for being. A good proportion of the people in town work for the school.
They just want a freak murder.
I guess I could see the two coming together, but yeah, they were founded and started on different principles. You know, Gannyantons are more like street gangs and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the Nehors, I think, were more about working the system. And there might have been a little crossover, but I think they've got different goals. But, you know, there's no saying there can't be some good crossover there. There's a reasonable number of people that are in charge of stuff like this. You know? Groundskeeping. Heck, there's probably 4 or 5 of them just for this one building. It's grounds. And you're going, I don't care. I don't care. It's all about the cluster around this. The teacher's most important function, although they certainly, it would take a big leap for them to really see it this way. The function of a teacher is mostly to justify all of this.
Oh, look at Yoki.
I don't know what that means. But it means something.
To somebody.
They're trying to tell the world, here I am. By whatever means you need to. Either fear me, or notice me, or do something else. If it remains virtual or gets more virtual, teachers are going to start catching on to the fact of how their individual contribution is valued, which is next to zero.
Yeah, because their real job is to classroom behavior.
Yeah, I said, and if we're struggling with classrooms, you don't need to do it. And if the powers that be are able to get, and that's probably the thing that's going to be learned from this pandemic by the powers that be, is that still get all the money and all the prestige and all the power, and we don't have to waste our time and effort pumping up these school teachers anymore. But the great part is we can hire a bunch of paraprofessionals. Sorry, I think teachers are paraprofessionals, but don't say that to them. Oh, no, you tough to love student sense.
Come try to rip your face off.
Well, I don't care about that. The thing is most of the teachers will be relegated to hired hands and just grade papers, easily outsourced. China or whatever. Yeah, so that's all I do. So they'll get smart one day and they'll just get somebody, and then they'll just say, our curriculum was written by somebody with a master's degree, you know, yada yada yada. The person creating it only has to do this and do that. And we don't need these people. Of course, the whole thing is, so what are we going to do about all the power brokers that really, their biggest thing is, I build and repair schools. How are you going to please them, or are you going to cut them off? And you know what?
Yeah.
I think I'll tell them.
Look at the bad of you, though. Doesn't he work on the computers at the school?
Yeah.
If nobody's using them.
There you go, yeah. I said, we do it right now. I said, there's a couple of people paid to take care of all the labs at the school, and you're going, and they're really working hard right now, getting ready, taking this opportunity, and you guys go, why do you think anybody's going to come and use the computers at school? We're not even going to let them back on campus again. Says, I'm in the same boat. I guess. Mm-hmm. But that's okay. For a living. Well, I was a professional teacher. And you go, yeah, and that job disappeared. And you go, yep, sure did. They didn't need any of us anymore. People predicted this for years, that there would be super teachers that would create the curriculum and the system for people to And if these buildings and this structure ended up being this way at all, the person on the ground is actually trying to keep the kids in line, make sure that they aren't, you know, they aren't cheating. Whatever, yeah. They're, you know, you can get somebody that hardly speaks English to do that kind of garbage. You know? And the whole big thing, which they're still doing, they're trying hard to get rid of homeschooling. They do not want you
indoctrinating your own children with your own beliefs.
No, they just want to have control. Because when it comes right down to it, Nehor didn't care about what he was teaching. That didn't matter. That didn't matter. It was all about him having a certain amount of power. That's all. And prestige and money and stuff like that. It was all about that. The fact that he chose to do it through an alternative church was because that was really the only, really seemed like only a reliable institution in the out there.
That wasn't going to be hard to think of.
Well,
he had to go amongst them. He had to try to convert them. They would pay him more money.
I don't know if you're getting my point. That's okay. I'm sure we're just at cross purposes. That's all. The whole point, which is one word in the whole scriptural record, is forced. It was religion. The king made a huge thing. Alma made a huge thing. So that's how he was going to do it. If it was shoemaking, he would have become an expert shoemaker, or given the impression that he was.
Well,
it was almost a state-supported institution, or it was protected by the state. He was trying to turn it into a money-making venture. That's what the schools were. Oh, nobody will fight the fact that we need to educate the kids. People who do will come back and tell them how much dummies their kids will be without school. You know, they've done an excellent job. 100 years ago, sending your kid off to school was a wild extravagance.
Yeah.
Now, if you don't do it, the powers that be, and I said, I'm sorry to say that it includes teachers, so I'm not sure I want to change my essay too much at all. Homeschooling is such a stupid idea. Your kid's not going to milk anything. You know? And that was from, I'm sorry, little people. Little people were saying that. And you're going, yeah, you've been well indoctrinated. Which is exactly what I was saying. Is you're indoctrinated, you're strongly trained. That was their biggest problem with me as a school teacher. That's what Lucky Carter told me. He says, oh, you didn't do your student teaching. And you're going, yeah.
Thank you.
The whole student teaching thing was to inculcate one more time the attitude that you had to have to be a good school teacher, which has nothing to do with anything except propping up the machine and saying that there is no other way you can do this besides, you know, dropping your kids off at school every day. And whatever the school asks of you, that's what you're good and well freaking do. If we send home homework for your kid, you know, that means that me, the teacher, gets to control your home life, too. And it's heady stuff. So when you're going, well, we don't say about school teachers, they go, yeah, you do, because that's exactly what it is. You can't say that about a priest. They're wonderful people. They're just trying to save us and trying to be nice and serve us. And you're going, so? If there wasn't money in it and a lifestyle for them and acclaim and nice vestments, they wouldn't do it. They'd do something else. He said, would they do it if they got their pay cut in half? He goes, some of them will because they can't do anything else. He goes, that's one of the most key things about a teacher's education. It's insular. It trains you for nothing. If it's like Robbie. He's got a teaching degree. If you can't teach, that teaching degree nets you nothing.
Except a bunch of bills.
He was working, yeah. He was, you know, when he couldn't teach, he was doing a job that people without high school diplomas do. And you're going, yeah. You're going, that's the way it is. One thing that's only useful in one place, predominantly classroom management, which means that if you don't have a bunch of sequestered people in one place, your training is worthless, because that's what it's all about. You know, when they say, well, you have to have a degree in math, and you go, can I be honest, most of these teacher colleges have a pathetic degree in math specifically for teachers that really doesn't give you much of a math grounding at all. You know, it's just there to show to some regulator who's decided that the whole enterprise has to look a little more respectable. So they're going to make you get a quote math degree, but it's a weird hacking one. It doesn't mean a thing. The difference between somebody who has a math degree meant for school and a mathematician, it's not even comparable. It's just stunningly, it's like, basically, what you were taught was you got to do ground control with a little dash of math put in there. And, you know, the system relies on the pride of teachers. And boy, do we pump them up with pride, don't we? Oh, you guys are so wonderful. Oh, got government to give them special tax breaks. Yeah, if you just want to go back in there.
Somebody stole ours.
That people need to get paid like school teachers do. And Hillary Clinton was all about, it's a crisis, it's a crisis, we got to do something for the world. We've got to do it. And they come to an end now. They wish they would? No. It practically disappeared? Yes. Why? Because nobody at the heart of it, who really had influence, who really got this started, on the ground who really thought that those people leading them were of pure heart, and you're going, they weren't of pure heart at all. Like, okay, where's this amazing health care crisis we're talking about, you know, or child care crisis, you know, it doesn't exist. Not sure it ever really did. It still remains something of a free market thing. Trying to get it done was distributed, and everybody felt pretty good. And, you know, that's it. got their digs in. Now, nobody even remembers it ever happened. Nobody ever remembers that who the big players were. Well, they don't pay me enough, and oh, the benefits are bad, oh, the kids are horrible, and all that, but then it's like, but I don't, you know, I've invested too much in the job.
I need to pay off my loans. I need to pay my rent.
Yeah, you know, how many more people are making crapper loads of money off of you because of all this? Gotten so pervasive, it's gotten so big. I mean, everything kind of gotten to be a Gaddy Anthony or sort of co-production. If you're gonna be zero scaping, you gotta try to make it look not so dark. So yeah, the big cactus is gonna be. Like they always get used by these kinds of places, there's some kind of weird human shield, you know, because there's this big price tag that's been tied to them by government. The government says, well, we can tax them a lot as long as we convince them that the world will implode if we don't have their money, which is exactly what they say. But yeah, I don't know if the traditional school teacher is really gonna fare well out of this mess. First or the second biggest employer in Tucumcari. So you know how Tucumcari is gonna vote, which is drive out those dirty homeschoolers for screwing with our way of being. Okay.
I think we're
going
to head home and
have to be on that car. Sure. Of course, if they're a determined bunch, that's the thing. Yeah. I'm sorry. It's like proper slaves. Slaves get really mad if you try to escape.
You're nasty, isn't it?
No, slaves do too. Because they'll go, every time you try to escape, our life gets worse. Because, you know, they put more scrutiny on us. They're meaner to us. They think we're all going to escape. You know, they drill holes in our bodies so they can put chains through it better, so that we cannot possibly escape without, like, cutting off a leg. Oh my gosh. You know, so when some slave is stupid enough to reveal to his buddies that he plans on escaping, the biggest incentive to get him not to do it, the fact that the other slaves are going to go after him, beat the snot out of him, tell him, shut up. We're all going to sit here and we're all going to be good little slaves, because if you rock the boat, the rest of us will suffer. So yeah, it's very understandable. But yeah, it's just the whole mentality of saying, I'm not going to rock this boat. If there's evil stuff going on, I'm going to keep my mouth shut, which offers all the protection that evil needs to keep doing what it does. I've got people who belong to me. And if I tell them that we're going to be doing this and it's going to make me rich, because they will comply, they will support, and they will even cheer me while I continue to shake that chain. You belong to me. And you go, yeah, they do. It says, and I do to a certain extent through the pension. And you're going, I don't even know if the pension's going to be there. I don't even know that if I stir up some trouble, somebody will all of a sudden decide, oh, we lost all your records. You don't know. We're not sending any more pension checks. You know? Typically it doesn't work that way. But that's because most teachers, they don't start making problems after they retire. Do they say anything bad about Master? Gosh, no. Because if they do, it gets worse. They pray every night, please let Master have a change of heart and just decide to let me go free. Please, 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 please. And the whole question is, what do? You keep writing these essays, progressively making more and more people upset with you, until somebody with some power finally says, okay, I'm tired of hearing that.
Hey, how many of them really read it, Jim?
Well, that's interesting. That's an interesting thing. Some people doing it. Well, what do you think I should do? Work here.
I think you should just write out your feelings, but don't post it.
Don't Facebook?
Don't put it anywhere. Don't publish it. Don't.
What? Then what's the point?
To get it out of your system.
Oh, is that it? Write poetry about freedom. Don't actually try to free the slaves. Okay. No, I understand what you're saying. I don't really want that thing to point out. I don't know what it does. I know it's ultrasonic, but I don't know how that affects me.
Look at how big and huge these are.
Yeah, because they've got water to go down into.
And they've got a bigger ground. They're not in cage.
Yeah, they're not
probably
in cage. That's the whole thing. But I think Mom's intent was to keep it under control. Have to have it get big, and it's like, man, I just assumed. Have something in my front yard besides just dirt. What you're saying?
Yeah.
I'll just finish it off. put it up on my website. Not advertise it at all. Nobody goes to my website. Nobody looks at anything. Totally safe. I know that's probably your primary concern. You don't want to rock that boat.
Nope. Not really. I'd rather just be like one of those
little slaves.
Quiet slaves that was told to shut up.
At least they're not looking to do anything bad to me. All right.
Okay, hold on a minute. Okay.
Yeah, I certainly see what happened to old Jordan Peterson, huh? I said, he's totally off the map, and I go, I would not doubt it, because he is within inches of death. Do the back. Yeah, Matt, bring that thing in so we quit forgetting about it.